Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. As they were looking on, Jesus was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. Alleluia, Christ ascended into heaven. He ascended into heaven indeed. Alleluia. This is our text. Think about the disciples that day as they stood on the Mount of Olives before Jesus ascended into heaven. Those disciples had seen an awful lot in the last 3 years. They'd seen water changed into wedding wine. They'd seen more than 5,000 fed with 5 loaves and 2 fish. They'd seen the sick healed, the dead raised, the demon possessed set free. They had seen a man like them walking on water as if it were paved. The wind and the waves were obedient to that man's voice, his face and his clothes transfigured, dazzling white, bright like heaven. They'd seen all those things. And then there were the things they'd heard, everything he'd said and taught during those 3 years, divine words, saying things that only God can say. And if that weren't enough, just think about what they'd seen over the last 40 days. The last 40 days beat all. They'd seen that same man alive again, alive after being crucified, dead, and buried. To them, Jesus presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. He showed them where the nails had been driven through his hands, where the spear had lanced his side, where the thorns had crowned his head. He ate with them. He filled their nets with fish. He made them breakfast on the beach. He opened the scriptures to them. He poured out his peace into their lives. Death no longer rules over him. And still, after everything they'd seen over the past 3 years, and after everything they'd seen over the last 40 days, they still weren't prepared for this. Because as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. Where was he going? And why was he going? Why, he was ascending into heaven as a man, to sit down at the right hand of the throne of God as a man, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, above the angels and archangels, above every name that's named, whether Caesar or Charlemagne or Stalin or Obama or Trump, not only in this age, but also in the one to come, as a man. A man. With all things under his feet. A man, given as head over all things to the church, which is his body, a man who fills all in all. And not just any man. Because which of us could be trusted with that kind of rule or authority or power or dominion? I'll tell you what, I wouldn't trust myself with that kind of power, and I wouldn't trust you with that kind of power. There's a reason why the best government on earth has checks and balances. If men were angels, we wouldn't need checks and balances, but we're not. Among us, power corrupts. Among us, authority is misused and abused. As sinners, we need limits and boundaries and laws. But this man ascending into heaven, why, he is greater than the angels, God in human flesh. This man is holy and without sin. And yet he lowered himself and hoisted the sin of the world on his own back. This man was Lord of all, but he didn't lord it over others. Instead, he came as a servant and slave of all, to give his life as a ransom for many. This man who was the highest of all counted us poor, pitiful sinners more significant than himself. He bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. He died for all. Even for us, undeserving and unworthy though we are. And now risen, ascended, glorified, now as a man he rules on high with forgiveness, life, and salvation. And he rules for you. And so this man has earned our respect. He has won our trust. He has inspired our love and our devotion. I would follow this man to the ends of the earth, even to death and beyond. Wouldn't you? And how much more, then, would we follow him daily in all the little things to which he calls us? How much more would we follow him each morning when we rise and each night when we lay our heads down? To think as we rise in the morning and as we fall asleep at night that Jesus, our brother, has all authority in heaven and on earth. To think that he authorizes the church to baptize and forgive and preach and commune in his name so that you have forgiveness and life and salvation. To think that he promised, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." What joy, what comfort is ours. The disciples had followed Jesus, and they were following Jesus, and they would have followed him still further if that had been possible. In fact, they would have followed Jesus up to heaven and ascended with him right there on the spot if they could have. Maybe they thought that's what was going to happen next. The kingdom will come or they'll be taken up with him. But while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? Didn't he promise to send you the Spirit so that you would be his witnesses to the end of the earth? And didn't he promise that he was going to prepare a place for you so that where he is, there you may be also? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." And right there in that moment, in heart and in mind, the disciples ascended with Jesus, seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. They ascended in heart and mind, but with their bodies, they remained here. They lived and they worked and they prayed and they suffered on earth. True, they were strangers and exiles on earth. They dwelt with him in heaven even while they lived and they died for him here below. And so it is also for us. Today in our collect, in the prayer for the day, we pray that we may also ascend in heart and mind and continually dwell there in heaven with him, even as our bodies are here on earth. You see, the ascension isn't merely an escape from the world. And while it is the promise of a better future, it isn't only the promise of a better future. The ascension sets our hearts and minds with Jesus right now. And right now, it proclaims that our brother is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who is crowned above all power and authority and dominion and rule. The ascension guarantees that we too will live with him there, heart, mind, and body, even as he now lives with us here, with his own body and blood. We ascend in heart and mind, and then the ascension sends us back out into the world, sends us out in a new and different way. We return to our lives, to our homes, to our work, our families, our friendships, our marriages. We return as his agents, as his ambassadors, as friends of the Most High King, the one who rules heaven and earth. We have a friend on the throne of heaven. Isn't that the most amazing and astounding thing? A friend that we can pray to, upon whom we can call, whose praises we sing. We have a hidden life, a heavenly home. Your neighbors might not know it, but you know a man in high places. And you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. And what the ascension means for us each day is this. It means that each day we put to death what is earthly in us. We put to death that old, ugly roommate, our sinful nature, along with sexual immorality of every kind. And there are so many kinds in our day. And we put to death impurity and passion and evil desire and covetousness, which is idolatry. And we put on each day with our ascended Lord. We put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion and kindness and humility and meekness and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. We wear the ascended Christ as our daily clothing and garment. And all this because the ascension of Jesus has not taken Jesus far away, but it brings him back into the world in a new and different way. We may not see him with our eyes, but with the ascension, he goes but isn't gone. He cannot be seen, but he isn't absent or distant. He's hidden, and yet he is present. Unseen, and yet he is active. With you still, just as he promised, even to the end of the world. With you in his holy word. With you through your baptism into him. With you as he forgives your sins by his called and ordained servant. With you in his holy body and precious blood, the Holy Communion. With you wherever two or three are gathered in his name. Because wherever his word is, there he is, and wherever he is, there is the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, whom he sends. The disciples had seen a lot in the 3 years they'd followed Jesus. They'd seen even more in the 40 days since his resurrection. And they saw a great deal when he ascended into heaven. But I tell you the truth, they saw even greater things than these in the years that followed Jesus' ascension. Because they saw Jesus reigning and ruling over his church, Jesus forgiving sins and healing the sick, and they saw Jesus giving eternal life to those who were dying. And they saw all of that even as they endured much suffering and persecution and martyrdom for his sake, until they saw him at last face to face. And so also for us. There's much that lies behind, but with Jesus, our brother, ascended to heaven, there's way more that lies ahead. And I don't even mean heaven. That's a whole lot that lies ahead. But even in this life, where our Lord himself is ruling and reigning for us, you've hardly seen anything yet. Because he will come and he will continue to forgive your sins and continue to give you his life and salvation, continue to be your Lord and your guide and your King in your life. And so we follow him now and tomorrow and the day after, wherever he takes us, and we know that Jesus is with us as we go. And even now we live and we move and we have our being in him here below. And at the same time, our hearts and minds ascend with him, and they continually dwell with him in heaven. For he ascended on high, and he is enthroned on the right hand of the Father, and he lives and rules to all eternity for us men and women. And he does this as a man, forever and ever. His name be praised. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.